Happy Monday, and welcome to TGIM The Tent. Kaiso Kern here. Kaiso, Calypso, and Soca on your Monday.
Hi.
We start things off with Lord Melody. We're celebrating the entrepreneurs this week. The vendors. Yeah. All with Kaiso. Culture.
Ice, ice. Cold ice. Hot ice. All kind of ice.
Ice in your eye.
Ice.
Street cry in the city rarely does amuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Street cry in the city rarely does amuse me. Sharpening knife and scissors.
Sharpening knife and scissors.
And piwa, piwa, piwa.
Baby, don't you pee wee wee wa.
But the nicest cry of them all is when I hear the iceman call.
What?
Ice, ice.
Ice.
Cool ice.
Cool ice.
Hot ice.
Hot ice.
All kind of ice.
Ice in you.
Ice. Ice.
Wet ice.
The young people favorite, the man with the bells and the jelly, known to one and all, Moby Press and Snowball, and planned into boil and fry.
Planned into boil and fry.
And bottles, bottles, bottles.
Lady, any bottles today?
But the nicest cry of them all is when I heard the iceman bawl.
Ice, ice, ice. Cold ice. Hot ice. All kind of ice.
Ice in ya. What are some girls you remember? Daddy Nuts, man.
It's nice to remember.
Nuts, nuts, nuts.
It's wrong the Savannah. In his short pants and Washington.
Shop. Pies.
Nuts all day long. And sweet and salt, pay me.
Pay me.
Sweet and salt, pay me.
And poisson, poisson, fresh fish.
Now you get your nice, nice, fresh fish.
I don't care when nobody say, Iceman have the best lap way.
Ice.
Salt and fresh.
Cool ice.
Like nuts.
Hot ice. All kind of ice.
Ice in your eyes.
There's all kind of people trying to get you
ice.
To buy what they have, right?
Ice. Ice. Ice in your eyes.
So that's the ice man.
Ice. Ice in your
eyes. I moved the
ice.
The transport now.
Ice in your eyes.
You know when you reach on the stand. One to go. South by two. Tongue by one. Small Island Pride.
Well, last year at Venezuela, boys are bunks with a senorita. Yes, she wanted a taxi driver to drive her out when she in for pleasure. Boys are sent her my application, and she sent me her regulation. She say your car is a Ford, you don't respect highway code. It does skid when it overload, but she give me a chart, telling me to drive it fast.
Ah.
Don't mind if it out of gas. Ah. If the radiator start to boil, do not stop, let the water wash down the coil.
Ah. That sound like a full hire. She taking the whole car.
Well, as a driver with wide experience, boys are sent this car for inspection. I give the mechanic man my instruction to check up from the diff.
Who the pistons?
I even beg him plug the muffler.
Plug it.
Because I know this old Ford love to backfire. I beg him clip some of the wires that it might cause no fire. Boy, unplug the radiator because I don't know all my chart is to drive she far. Don't mind if she out again. What if she radiator start to boil? Do don't stop. Let the water overflow the coil.
For some reason, those sound like the traditional taxi, yeah? Listen somewhere.
Well, the car came back from inspection. I told her Monday is demonstration. She tell me, no, honey, wait until Wednesday. I want to fix the springs in my poultry. Because when we start this fast driving, and my car started over shaking. This light is jerk affect my brain. My back might get strained, and then I'll feel an after pain. But I told her, no, do
do no driving fast. Don't mind if you're out of gas.
But if the radiator start to boil, do no stop. Let the water tear loose the coil.
That taxi. That taxi business looks like trouble. I get more traditional means. We go to the Mighty Duke. This one's called Beast for Sale. TGIM.
A woman in the country name is Sandy Line, selling out the beast she mine. A woman in the country name is Sandy Line, selling out the beast she mine. Not a moment longer, I put in the order. But to my dismay, this is what the young woman told and said.
What?
Mr. Gentleman, listen carefully.
Mr. Gentleman.
I'm Frank, so please don't get angry. I rarely sell in B so far, but I have this one that you order.
Uh-huh.
I sell it from dog to kangaroo.
Yes, you could get hog if you wanted to.
Hog too?
I say the beast that I'm talking about is the one with the whiskers around him out.
Vendors this week. Don't go and say, guys, okay?
You really, really think that you're fooling me, but Miss Lady, you lie. All them fellas who buy here already recommend you high. She tell me, Mr. Me and Men, but nobody tell you. Let them run them out. I don't have that beast where you're talking about.
It's a gentleman now, she's telling me.
To tell you this, I am very sorry. I guess you may not believe it, but I have that kind in my market.
I'm selling from Frank to Porcupine.
Yes, you could get bat if you wouldn't mind.
Bat too?
The wicked woman, I say, look, you had the beast well covered, don't they?
What? Hey, and as usual, I just give it only a little taste. Good enough to go out there, buy it, like it, and stream it. And sell it. And sell it. Buy it. TGIM.
Well, I'm hungry and I'm more broken than a louse. Is there nothing left for me to burn in the house? My girlfriend have a pussy cat they call Big Fat Lazy Bruce. I tell she to sell it, get some cash cause he ain't no use. If you hear me, sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me. I love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation, it could finish just like that. But you got to sell the pussy cat.
No money, no love, right? Another hit by the Mighty Sparrow. The Calypso King of the World. Sell the pussy cat.
Cleaning, oh, she have this cat since she born. She would sell it, she won't even put it in pawn. But before I have to choke and rob and perhaps end up in jail, let me tell me friends that you have your pussy for sale. Sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me. Love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation got to finish just like that. But you got to sell it, pussy, cat.
It's not that simple, eh? Sparrow make it song. Just go out there and sell it. You can find yourself in a monkey pants. Real easy. The Mighty Terror.
Things are small, I live in it, women. And all I could get from them is false children. Some with blue eyes and some like shiny. Any kind of child make you'll make she stick me. But I'm waiting on her patiently. It's about 10 months now she ain't kissed me. And you know the bold-faced woman just tell me. Any kind of child that born in me house, I'm the daddy. I'm so ashamed I don't tell nobody. Chinese children calling me daddy. You know me mother just want to beat me when
Chinese children calling me daddy.
I'm black like jet and she just like tar baby still.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
Well it's left, right, in front and behind me.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
1954. Chinese children.
One day I told Imelda, I don't want to be no child owner. If it's anything, I must be the father. And don't always use me as a pa. But when you go romancing with Chong Li, the results don't bring it back to me. Because I'm too black and ugly to have children with flat nose and their eyes are so chinky. That's why I shame I don't tell nobody.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
You know my mother just want to beat me when
Chinese children calling me daddy.
But look a black like jet and she just like tar baby still.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
Well, it is left, right in front and behind me.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
And if you think it was only happening in,
well,
in terror home, just know across the street in the shop. The Lord Shorty. This one's called Kim.
I sing only daughter Kim, some saga boy has she baby in. Oh, I sing so embarrassed, he want to marry Kim fast, fast, fast. So he anxiously trying to arrange a wedding for Kim. She barely getting rum like a Chinese pong, so a husband he must get pushy somehow. So he talked to Philo Tang, Ho Young, Lo Ling Hoi, Wing Hing and Chen Sing. Why?
He want a man for Kim. He want a man for Kim.
Again, folks. For Kim. I sing. She's selling our wedding. It's vendors this episode of the tent. Don't go and say, guys, you're going to say.
I sing only daughter Kim. Some saga boy has she baby in. Oh, I sing so embarrassed. He want to marry Kim.
Fast, 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 fast.
So he anxiously trying to arrange a wedding for Kim. She barely getting rum like a Chinese pong. So her husband, he must get pushy somehow. So he talked to Philo Tang, Ho Young, Lo Ling Hoi, Wing Hing and Chen Sing. Why?
He want a man for Kim.
He want a man for Kim. He want a man for Kim. And then he talked to Lita Makam. Now come to Fong, Lighting and Toiling. Why?
He want a man for Kim.
He want a man for Kim. He want a man for Kim. The situation getting critical. So before the baby's arrival,
I sing doing anything just to get a man for his daughter Kim. Full sentence. Oh, you're not getting me in trouble. Remember, number one rule in the tent. Don't go and say, guys, okay? Say that then. This is the originator, Lord Shorty, later known as Ras Shorty Eye. This before he went to him.
From tongue into point punching, in every nook and corner he's searching. The fella getting desperate, he want a man for Kim before it's too late. So in every Chinese parlor, he proposing marriage for his daughter, using every Chinese trick in the book. By the hook or the crook, some fool must get hooked. Oh. So he talked to Toy Len, Jen Lucen, Chow Lennon, Lucing and
Chow Lennon.
Why?
He want a man for Kim.
He want a man for Kim.
He want a man for Kim.
And any dog to keep who a chook on cool the fook, tingling and ling, sing why.
He want a man fucking, he want a man fucking, he want a man.
Anybody.
I sing in a terrible quandary, a old man decide to marry she. Nah. Of course he refuse him, he really.
There were no old man. Hey. Bye. Not me. All right. Renders. Excellent thing. But you know, if you're familiar with the shop life, the parlor life, in the Caribbean. Well, you know what trust is? The Roaring Lion.
You miss coffee, you miss corn. Argue and carry on about the days we not call by gun. Talk about depression and economic flight, and to some extent you'll be right. But there was food in Golan, the prices one high, so the poor was able to buy. You might be amazed, but there is nothing but praise in my heart for those good old days.
Where is it?
I used to say,
baby rice, baby black eyed peas,
baby
bread and cheese.
And if you bought bread and couldn't buy cheese, well, you beg them for a piece of salt, please.
A little chunks of salt.
Black eyed peas, take me love, give me bread and cheese, take me pudding,
give me everything.
Let's wait on that. Come on, Tab. We'll clear out that mountain. Penny for rice. Penny for this, penny for that.
Salaries were small, almost nothing at all, but there was plenty of food for all. There was a ton load to eat and food stuff was so cheap, 24 cents was then a treat.
24 cents?
A tin of milk was two pence, a pound of salt for a cent, and though a day's pay was 20 pence.
20 pence.
A loaf of bread for a cent, a cigarette for half cent, so a day's pay was then well spent.
What?
Give me rice, give me black eyed peas, give me love, bread and cheese,
and if you bought bread and couldn't buy cheese, you beg them for a piece of salt.
Give me rice, give me black eyed peas, give me lard, give me bread and cheese, give me pudding,
give me everything.
Now, things different, right? Bring back the old time days. Anything different now, eh? In 1980, Relator sang this one. Hello, Kaiso. This one's called Food Prices. Calypso Monarch in Trinidad and Tobago in 1980. Get the prices.
A friend of mine come and tell me about 2 months ago to bring back the old time calypso. He said, well, Relator, people keep asking everywhere why you don't bring back a old time reminder. I said, it's a good idea without a doubt, but what the hell you want me to sing about? Instead he declared, sing about the price of food
and how things go there.
Okro selling $1 for $5, $1 for celery, $1 for $5. They raise currants and they raise raisin.
Egg is $6 and $8,
now a dozen. Edo's averaging around $1.10, and it's $1.25 a pound now for melon gen. A lime long time was old talk and fun, but now a lime is 95 cents for one. Well,
no, no. I see the selling duck egg now. Six duck egg is $10 for what them duck doing?
I said, well, partner, everything that you just said was true.
I duck that.
Money today have no value. And if you argue, people going to say that you're funny.
I tell you that you can't eat the money.
It's true, you can't push the money down your throat. But people still not getting the money's worth. And the vendors and them so fierce.
They just raise the price when something gets scarce.
90 cents a bunch of wrestle. Pak choy is 250 a bundle.
75 cents now for potato. Some places is $6
for tomato.
Callaloo bush 150 in tongue. And carrot selling now $5 a pong. So if you brave to still go in the market, I could tell you that you're only taking basket.
And prices. Give him a cough. But we're going to take them prices now, right? Bring it back, bring it back.
Now when you have to compare all them prices of food stuff, the salaries today are not enough. You notice up to now I have not mentioned the grocery.
You know Richie Grocery.
Headache and a fresh set of money.
That was market.
Apart from that is light bill and rent to pay. God alone know how people are making out today.
I could tell you friends.
People catching the aunt, uncle and then. $3.50 now a pound for shark. Carrot is $5, that is no skylark. $6 for redfish,
that is advantage.
Some places is $5, they want for cabbage.
Price are snapper.
180 green pig for
salmon.
Poor people only struggling to survive. Imagine cauliflower, $5 a head. So it's cheaper to buy marijuana instead.
I can say this now, when I was small. And I watched the news. They used to list the prices of all the vegetables. Catch.
Well, I'm bound to offer some solution before I conclude. Get a kitchen garden and plant.
All right, all right.
But then again, everybody don't have their own backyard.
Government must control prices in Trinidad.
Subsidize farmers and increase salaries. And in a case like that, we're bound to get a ease and clamp down on this racket.
About the scarcity of goods and the black market.
A pong of garlic now is $4.15. $5 a pong now for Christopher.
Keep Christopher.
Pumpkin is $4.50 if you please.
Pumpkin.
And in the shell is $6 for pigeon peas. 14 ounces of swordfish is $3.69. It's like pushing the umbrella up from behind.
Getting.
Chicken is $10 and $1.50 to pluck. So it's cheaper to buy feed and raise your own cock.
So you know, we as Caribbean folks, we smart, must have a way to get around this inflation, and one of them, especially if you need a more expensive item. You check to see who coming down. The mighty Crow.
I'm fed up with this thing.
You went call up some monarch with this one too, eh?
Nobody give me no cash.
It's called Nobody Ain't Gonna Know.
I swear to God, next time that I'm leaving, I ain't telling nobody nothing. I learned my lesson and I learned it well. Next time I go in, I ain't have nobody to tell. From the get-go, they hear Coco leaving. Man, woman, and child, they keep bringing something. Like these people ain't care about me. Is carry this and that for the family. Carry them six Panadol in case my big son's sick. Carry that nice green parrot on the stick. Sigobin daughter, I can't forget her. Give she them few bottle of Coachella. Take them six dry coconut care, eat for granny. The pawn in the file is for Uncle Harry. And my little nephew, the one that's
play man.
Don't forget to give him this tenner pan.
A whole pack.
A greasy paper bag, pack up the roti. Some diapers to give to a little baby. Pastel cuckoo and chili baby.
Well, yeah.
And a yolk they won't get for a sharp TV. Six suitcases already, Croco on a rail strain. They run in the back was to cut ribbon cane. I'm telling you, plane, I can't take this train. Next time I go here, nobody ain't gonna know again.
Call him some Monarch in Trinidad and Tobago. 2007. I ain't telling nobody. Nothing he said. Carry this. Carry that.
This carrying thing does happen every time. Like these people feel Coco on the airline. They feel inside the plane, them does have shelf. Or Coco ain't had nothing to carry for himself. A partner give me a half coke tattoo for Charlie.
Tattoo.
It spill all the oil for long and it wet me. Now my pants looking just like if a pee. But here's some more of the things the man gave to me. He said the chain with the pendant carry the gold cross. carry them fuel. Little jar pepper sauce, oh God, I just remember my wife say, don't forget them six-pack of gold and
red. Six-pack of gold.
I see a blue and yellow flower enamel posy. A bag with some bengis and some radiant bee. I'm trying to tell them, stop for heaven's sake. I see they come with two food cake and coconut bake.
It's Christmas.
I say to myself, these people go kill me. One asking if I could carry a little puppy.
Oh, gosh.
A old aunt come and she started to beg, please. Coco carry with them few common fowl egg. I say, New York have plenty fowl egg, yeah. You know. She say, oh, daddy egg and them it has so much yellow. I telling you, play like you can't take this train. Next time I go, you nobody.
Well, yeah. I'll be glad I make this one run out of it. You might find this one, so I'll go play it out.
I fell up on that damn shuffle.
Western Rollins.
I fell up. New York have everything, you must believe this. So why they just send so much as stupidness? While I trying to tell them to check their head. They pass up pay me tambran ball and cassava bread. Uh-huh. I see that shin bush. A man give me kush kush. You get it on Utica or anywhere on Flatbush. What they giving me so much a nonsense for? All them thinky kin dog in Korean store. A box marked fragile, they say coco do afraid. Inside of the box, some home sweet home lamb shed. Some channa, some tulum and roti skin. Fine, leave time and shadow Benny for seasoning. I see fleteda and katanga water. They said I for Lord Nelson to help with the obia. So from now on, if I go in San Fernando, not one of my friends I go let them know. I said to myself, my friends, them is trouble. A man come asking me about an old bicycle, some hair net, some wrinkle, and Simos. If you see them with some matuk pepper sauce, since I can't carry punch and rum again for them fellas, they give me babash and about six bottles of bitters. I telling you, plain, I can't take this train. Next time I go, ain't nobody ain't going no again.
You can't put them thing in your suitcase, you know. You need that grip. Have too big grip. With the buckle. You can't zip that up.
You feel me worries done? You know, start. Like a cargo boat, I reach New York City. Distribute all the nonsense to everybody. If you see how they're happy, they get it stuff. And some of them still say, jokes, you won't bring enough.
What?
But they still tell me thanks. They're so glad that I come. But asking me smartly, when I'm going back down, these people so bold-faced, they're wicked and slack. The same damn thing happened when I'm coming back.
Right.
At Tefal pressure cooker, they sent an
a blender,
an osterizer, and a cuff maker, six Nike sneakers, two Levi jeans and Pyrex dish.
A
Jordan sneakers with shocks. They said like the latest. A bag with toiletries, a Nikon camera, and some tall socks. Like if we are winter, they want me bring back a whole front end for a panel van. They feel like TNT shipping or Lapacan. They have a big boots. They say, watch the brand name. Coco, you can't get them kind of boots in Port of Spain. They give me oil and oolay to bleach my face. And a kind of contraption to make sandwich paste. Six big suitcase, I like a fool in front of Kennedy Airport gate. They ain't give me 1 cent was to pay overweight. So no friend or no friend. I tell you, your plane going or coming, nobody.
There goes no idea.
Bye!
Real thing. Oh, if all you want. Send me with the cash. Or Kaiso, Calypso, and Soka. I go take that. I pack in that. Anywhere I go.
All right.
But you gotta be careful where you're taking from people, eh? You doesn't know. Lord Melody. Found out the hard way. Peddlers. Selling thing. TGIM.
Beware the peddlers in town. A police nearly carry me down. Beware the peddlers in town. A police nearly carry me down. At the corner of George and Marine Square, a young man approached me there when I think he was begging for charity. This is what the young man exposed to me. He exposed old boots, old shoes, old petroleum.
I sold from an old country.
salvation comes.
Needles, thimbles, scissors, and thread.
A photograph of Sir Calverhead.
Ashtray, cigars, old picture frame, walking sticks, and old switchblade.
What?
When he asked me what I was buying today, I tell him, Mr.
All that? A real variety shop. See anything you like? They don't stop in there. So I catch them. Boss, you want anything? Nah, I good.
He had sheep's in horseshoes for male and female.
A 6-inch man from a cowboy trail.
Women panties and powder puff.
A flick and loaded right up with snuff.
Rice bag, flour bag, honey and crate, nail files and shoemaker tacks. When he asked me what I'm buying today, I told him, Mr. Relax.
Real thing. What's the most interesting thing? Somebody ever asked all you to buy? I'm talking about on the street. Let me know. Facebook. TGIM the 10th. Instagram. TGIM the 10th.
He had whitewash, white lime, all kind of rag.
A piece of a German flag.
Pillowcase, nighties, modest and socks.
Rimless glasses and old matchbox.
Timbrels, earring, hair clips and bead. Up came Constable Reed. He said, young man, you've got a lot of nice things here that I really need. But where you get this?
Where you get that?
Where did you get the superintendent hat?
What?
This nighty look like me neighbor own. Where did you get this tenor saxophone? Let me go down like you own the whole of town. This time me hand on me mouth. When I read the evening news next evening, it was a whole team come down from south.
An entrepreneur from the southern part of the island. Selling gently used items that may or may not belong to him, right? The Mighty Sparrow again. Singing about his good friend Melody. This one's called Foul Teeth Mellow.
Lord Melody, the biggest foul thief in this country. Lord Melody, the biggest foul thief in this country. What is wrong with this boo man? He can't control the mouth and the hand. Every day he eating chicken
and everybody chicken missing.
Cookie Oko, Cookie Oko, Lord Melody, a chicken got crow down in your belly.
Selling people mango. Mango teeth too.
From Gaspari, San Fernando to Sipari. Anybody could tell you about Lord Melody. When it comes to turkey and duck,
turkey and
ordinary fowl or game cock. I don't think Melo have a match. He does teeth them before they hatch.
Cookie Oko, Cookie Oko, Lord Melody, a chicken got crawled on in your belly.
What are you doing? Walking on the road with four Zabaka.
The poultry farm set up 2 extra burglar alarm. Watchman on guard, silent
as a graveyard.
The watchman fall asleep about dawn. When you wake up, 2,000 chickens.
2,000.
2 days after that, hell, you make a lamb. Mello by a brand new station wagon. Where you talking?
Cookie Oko.
Mello by a big car, yes?
Cookie Oko.
2,000. 2,000 chickens. At least he's mad, eh? Station wagon. Space in the background.
My neighbor Lynn had to run from the Go Martin.
Investment.
Mello moved down. She and she family moved to town. She went to see Inspector Burrow to send a detective to watch Mello. He always hanging wrong. She fall loose like he like more chicken than a mongoose.
Cookie Oko.
Cookie Oko. All right. And this month, if you remember, celebrating the Mighty Shadow's birthday all month. Talk about the community entrepreneur.
Everybody.
Nobody weary, man.
They play with zombie.
To formalize.
It's a dreamland zombie.
Regularize the thing.
Now everybody is a dreamer. From Tagaramas to Arima.
Play away.
In every corner of Tobago. They only dreaming of the lotto. What you dream last night? What you dream last night? Oh, yeah.
Gambling game in Trinidad and Tobago.
What you dream last night?
Based on a game called
what you dream last night?
Wee Wee.
Tell me, what you dream last night? What you dream last night?
It's only dreams, right?
A whole lot of people come out to play. A whole lot of people.
Dreams and numbers.
A whole lot of people.
Or dreams that could represent numbers.
Same jackass. A whole lot of monkeys on a list. A whole lot of people can't resist.
The Mighty Shadow.
What you dream last night? What you dream last night?
The bass man. All right. Play with
what you dream last night
for me.
What you dream,
should say for me.
Now tell me what you dream
as I know it.
I dreamt of a number inside a plate. I rushed for the number, I just couldn't wait. I went in the kitchen and I put on the light. I looked to the left,
there used to be a
to the right. I reached for the plate, but I mess up my face. What in the plate was not
a racing track.
I looked for the number, what did I see?
Rat in the savannah
was falling on me. What you dream last night? What you dream last night?
Sometimes when you're walking around the savannah.
What you dream last night? Come tell me. What you dream last night?
Full horse race going on.
Play the play way. Play the play way. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Play the play way.
And you know where his horse? Not gambling too. The explainer. If they don't know about racing in the savannah, leave them alone. Monday to Sunday.
She husband Tim with the money wasting in the English racing, buying books from quite in London, checking the horse information. He know his coat and who is filly, who win the Oaks and win the Derby. This English racing have him like a fool, throwing away all the bread in the pool.
But Monday morning,
in the evening,
we lost.
Evening races,
double losses.
Man, I want a divorce. Better I did marry to a horse. Yes, I want a divorce. Monday to Sunday, you play horse.
Monday to Sunday. Horsing around. One horse. Of course, DJ, I'm the 10th. Available 24/7.
As you reach home in the evening, you're up with the newspaper researching. The man in and no time for me.
Apple Podcasts.
Cotton and Eddery.
Google Podcasts.
The horse mother and father. Who is the owner and the trader? This should be
Amazon Podcasts.
He don't even know his grandmother name. But Monday morning,
his horse.
And our host. Podomatic.
Races.
TGI I'm the 10th is recorded live.
Yes, I want a divorce.
Every Monday.
Sunday you're playing horse. Diggy dick, diggy dick. Diggy dick, diggy dick. Diggy dick, diggy dick. Woo!
No horse in our own there. We defend anything. No sweat.
At nights when I feel horny, all he checking his horse history. When I say, darling, I need loving, he talking about forecast in the morning. He know who is the best bred horse in the race. And who does run at the fastest pace. Who had the best timing on the course. And all his knowledge and the man does lost. Monday morning.
His horse. So we get a little bit local now. I think it's local for me. The maestro.
A Grenadian fella named Theodore
with his wife and went up to Baltimore.
He went up to work on a construction
to be exceedingly
rich was his ambition. But his Grenadian wife, King Mary, playing she like plenty wappy, out every night for the same reason, and coming back home next morning. Two crack shot, gamblers Jake and Blake,
well all she money,
they just take. I hear that they don't play, she fear.
She losing but she don't care.
And anytime you ask, she do it for she. They just say, we mommy gone to wappy, she must be gone to cinema for goodness sake. Or she gone back to
Jake and Blake to get break.
Jake and Blake. Left broken.
Well, she like gamble. Gamble like she. She just come out to throw away money. And when she get break, so she don't complain. She going home and come back to get break again. I hear she tell the man when he was flying out.
Wappy is that thing she can't do without.
Sometimes she could win, but she just don't try. If she ever get break, she goes out. Yeah, she don't skylark at all.
She like wappy since she was small.
They say she could play like a pro. She could throw, she cats for so. And anytime you ask, she's sister Yvonne. They don't say she ain't gone into her long. She say she going to buy steak, but that way is fake. She gone back with Jake and Blake to get break.
So again, this episode, we focus in on the entrepreneurs, the vendors. And it's only right.
You may not know that I'm a joiner and woodwork is my trade. Specialize in furniture, but only in first grade. But due to this economy, where the price of lumber so high, I had to reduce the feet here on all my furniture that poor people could buy. So I build wardrobes and buffets, cupboards and with toothpaste, no drawers.
Poor man's furniture shop. The Trinidad Rio.
You may not know that I'm a joiner and woodwork is my trade. Specialize in furniture, but only in first grade. But due to this economy, where the price of lumber so high, I had to reduce the feet here on all my furniture that poor people could buy. So I build wardrobes and buffets, cupboards and with toothpaste, no drawers. I build cabinets and wagonettes, divan and dinner sets with no drawers. I work little, I work rubbies, I work lumber industries, 15 years by American stores. Filling wardrobes and buffets and cupboards with toothpaste with no drawers.
Somebody had a call. I don't know if it's OSHA or the Better Business. I'm a shangle.
But I am a born survivor, and Calypso is my thing. But show business wouldn't pay me, cause I am the free show king. So I call my partner Funny, cause I just couldn't see him drop. And we open a little business we call Poor Man's Furniture Shop. We build from cupboard to presses, computer desks with no drawers. We build settees and sofa, dressers and locker with no drawers. All day we cut in lumber from plywood to cedar and sawdust clogging up we pause. Building to your perfection, every lumberer's erection, no drawers.
Out of time. Get that story next.
Now after years of exposure, well, my business start to grow. That is obvious, huh? Somebody shout, employ some labor. I say, cool yourself, I know. So I hire a few ladies to do the finishing touch. After years of frustration, was a great relaxation to sit back and watch how they sand in them gables, polishing them tables with no drawers. They all on top at the closet, furbishing cabinets with no drawers. A little breeze of detection blowing my direction, but that listen, well, you know the cause. It was four lovely ladies adorning my industries.
No drawers.
They're not going to get me in trouble. No drawers. Kaiso. 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 The Mighty Terror again.
This is a fashion I cannot bear. Why the girls over here like to wear false hair? A fashion terror can't bear. Why the girls over here like to wear false hair? They will shave off the natural hair from the head to put on a wig, whether black or red. And then they look like a judge in a murder case with false hair as to beautify their face. But I prefer a natural beauty, no false hair to make up pretty. In a few years in this island, you're sure to find girls with false hair under the arm.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I guess I could draw back your hair, like. Fellas with the false hair.
Yes, to be natural I think is best. No false hair and false chest and false comments. I don't mind a woman that wear false teeth. That is to help she to chew she food when she eats. But certain part of her body that contain hair, I like to feel it natural when my fingers there. So if you know that is false hair you're putting on, the terror would surely treat you with scorn. Because I too love a natural beauty, no false hair to make up pretty. In a few years in this island, you're sure to find girls with false hair under the arm.
The Mighty Terror. Be shocked to see. Who are the hairdresser now? It's a big industry.
Wow! Second star, watch how she walking on that.
Let me get some.
Jiggling her.
I like it, I like it.
Some.
Brand new, but I like it, I like it.
Young niece. Young knee music.
Chi-chi. These ladies. Question, girl.
Where you come from with that big bumper?
Which one?
Where you come
from? Don't go and say, guys, you can say.
And every time I roll it for me, girl, they make my ball.
Oh, oh, oh.
When you bend over like you spend your money, girl, they make my ball. Oh,
oh, oh.
Hey, come front and just roll it for me, girl, they make my ball. Oh,
oh, oh.
I wanna ask you a question. Hey, girl, I wanna ask you a question. Second, I come ask you the question.
Where you come from with that big bumper?
Where you get that from?
Where you come from with that big bumper?
Hey, girl, you
dreaming of a safari.
Salty. Second star. Poopy. Poopy for that.
And every time I roll it for me, girl, they make my ball. Oh, when you bend over like you spend your money, girl.
If you pay for it, it's yours.
Come front and just roll it for me, girl, they make my ball. Oh,
too fast.
Ask your question. Hey, girl, I wanna ask your question. Second, second, ask you the question.
Where you come from with that big bumper? Where you come from with that?
Que tu fasses. All right. We're talking big in the streets. Who paid for it?
Thousand for that one up there.
US dollars for that bomb.
I get back.
That girl spent she money.
I get back into it. Who said it before? Naturally good. Naturally. The Scrunter.
There's a woman strolling down Frederick Street. She boom boom rolling, she looking sweet. Men stop losing a fella show. Darling, where you from? She say, I from the south. And with a sweet drip rain, she start to explain.
Is the oil in the coil?
Very nice. That I've been looking through. I want them to men and them to know.
Is the oil in the coil?
So to my man look good. We using oil with firewood.
Who pay for that? Is the oil? Oh, it's gas now, right? What is it? The oil in the coil, I guess. Is the gas in the... Not me. Oh, you ain't catching me with that.
She say my name is Annabella. Anna Leville Marabella. Well, what the game you want to know?
All right. Have a couple more. Let me bring it back. Focus. Focus. Who's selling? TGIM.
Salt and fresh, get it up, sir.
Shutters, this is a bend in the soup.
Farmer Nappy.
Visit.
As part of Ecstatic.
Fendas way.
Marsha Montano.
Outside the dance.
Vendors.
That's where you're liming.
Outside the dance.
Vendors, where you're liming.
Outside the dance.
I see the question. How you not know your party ram?
Vendors, outside your dance.
How you not know your party go?
And this vending thing.
Vendors, all by the rule.
How you not know your party?
Didn't just that.
Vendors, outside your dance.
How you not know your party sweet?
Vendors, all by the street.
Highlighting towers, they get in chorus. So I have a new name for them limers.
Party vendors.
Home, you not know your party ram.
Vendors outside.
The vendors balling now though.
You not know your party good.
Vendors all by the road.
Home, you not know your party.
All inclusive.
Vendors outside your dance.
Home, you not know your party.
People coming out.
Vendors all by.
And the belly full. On top of that, the bands and them in passing. What the vendors is? Bands and going downtown. Go on, say, guys, okay?
Too much vending, everyone fed up. So we planning, this carnival, it must stop. So let this warning go from coast to coast. If you're planning on some selling, notify me first. All them young girls who had their business for sale, tell them this year is trouble, so watch their tail. Tell them I've been talking 73 and yet we see talking is to no avail. So if they think they're breaking any law in 74, it's straight to the royal jail.
Bands ain't going downtown. Bands ain't crossing the stage. The vendors under stress.
Juve morning, tongue becomes a dump. Too much selling, can't get room to jump. And a recent survey by the police say, much more vendors than paraders on Carnival Day. All them young girls who had their business for sale.
Had more vendors.
Tell them this year is trouble, so
ask a reader.
Tell them that we're talking 73 and yet we see talking is to no avail.
My own things have changed, right?
You're breaking any law in 74 is straight in the royal jail.
But that's why we had to protect the thing. Make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. All the industries that depend on the carnival, the music, the culture. Two more for you in this episode. TGIM. The Roaring 50s.
Modera's partner, these young apple vendors in town, Israel murderers, the police should give them trouble, the way they're selling this apple. One of them tried to rob me, taking me for a Yankee. I said, girl, you don't know the job, since the Yankees gone, the price is above. She gone down.
I ain't selling so, Mr. No, no, no. You're too black and cheap and you want the 19 apple.
I ain't got it to say.
Apple vendor.
Mr. No, no, no. You're too black and cheap.
for some reason.
I said, me listen, my darling, sell me one for a shilling.
This is a regular apple.
You apple looking red. If I don't bite one, girl, I go dead.
Oh, gosh.
So I draw a little nearer, offering her a dollar. As I push out behind me, listen, follow for she policeman. What she balling?
I am selling so.
Oh, gosh.
No.
A dollar?
You're too black and cheap and you want the 90s apple.
Pay la Caracas?
I am selling no. Mr. No, no, no. You're too black and cheap and you want the 90s apples to eat.
Well, boys, I don't know she rock it. All these apples hide in a basket. As she sight your money, right away she does call a taxi. Take you home comfortable. Threaten to sell the apple. Most times you grind your teeth when you see the kind of apple you got to eat. She ballin',
I am selling so, Mr. No, no, no.
Sounds like the...
You're too black and cheap and you're warm at night.
The forbidden fruit.
Baila caramba!
I am selling
so, Small Island Pride.
Mr. No, no, no.
Want to go?
You're too black and cheap and you're warm at night. See apples to eat.
Well, boys...
Since we're on the topic... And then we say, my name is Kaiso Kern. This is TGIM the 10th. Seems as though you might be Sparrow. It's a lot of experience. Entrepreneurship.
Well, the girls in town feeling bad. No more Yankees in Trinidad. They're gonna close down the base for good. Them girls have to make out how they could. Brother is now they pack up in tongue. In for a penny and in for a pong. Believe me, it's competition for so. Trouble in the town when the price drop low. So when you bounce up,
Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, on the corner posing, that your life is something they said. When you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The Yankees gone, Sparrow take over now.
Only West Indians like me or you go in to get a drink or two. And as we have things back in control, I seek in revenge with my heart and soul. Brother, when I spread the news around, is to see how them cavemen come in the town just to meet Miss Jean
and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. From the corner posing, bet your life is something they sell it. When you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row.
Well, the Yankees on Sparrow take over now.
The oldest industry. Again, folks, Kaiso Kern here. Asking you to plant love, let peace grow. Have a great week.